talked about on Wednesday night, we talked about faith for receiving things. And faith is used to receive things. And so I'm going to do some little bit of review, and we go back and talk about how to overcome unbelief when you're believing God for stuff. Over here in Mark 11, 24, we talked about believing God, how to believe God with prayer. So, you know, Jesus said in Matthew, I believe it's Matthew, 21, 22 there, says that if you pray and pray with and believe, you'll receive. So Mark 11, 24 says, therefore, Jesus said, therefore, of course, he's referring to something he said before. Therefore, I say to you, what things soever you desire. Notice it says, what things? Things. What things soever you desire. When you pray, believe. In other words, the moment you're praying, you're going to do something. You receive. So when you're praying for something, when you're praying for a thing, you have to believe at that very moment that you receive that thing. You have to believe that you receive it. Not you're going to receive it, that someday you'll have it, but you have to believe that you receive it right now. So, you know, I read these scriptures and we want to, you know, look at the scriptures very carefully, because one of the guys that I knew that comes frequently here, one young man, he said, first of all, he didn't like to come here because he thought about us faith people. They call faith people. Faith people is good people. They believe the Bible. Because some people, they call themselves faith people. They don't believe, they believe some of it. They don't believe God heals all the time. They believe sometimes he does, but you don't know when. I don't know if he's healing today, but I believe he's healing today. And so he answers. Sometimes they say that God will answer you sometimes. Sometimes he won't answer you. Sometimes you say later. I never read that in the Bible. But they say sometimes he said maybe, perhaps, maybe wait later. You got to suffer a little bit more. But anyway, those are my comments. That's not the Bible, but it's just what I see. Mark 11 does say this, though. Therefore, I say to you, what things soever you desire, whatever desire you have, and you're standing there praying, if you're ready to believe that you receive it right then you go ahead and say the prayer. But if you're not, if you come out of that prayer time and I lay hands on you and you're sick, and I say, did you receive you? If you say, well, I hope so, then you didn't get it. Yeah, and if you look at your symptoms and you say, well, just see, and you didn't get it. So let's look at this. So I want us to look at more, James chapter 5, verse 16. It says, the prayer of faith, the prayer of faith, the prayer of what? The prayer of faith. What will the prayer of faith do? The prayer of faith will save the sick. Well, save them from what? Save them from being sick. Save them from being in pain. The Bible says that Jesus took our sicknesses and bore our infirmities. In other words, pains and sicknesses. You know what disease means? Disease means you're not... You don't feel good. Diseases means you don't feel good. You're in pain. You're suffering. The Bible says that Jesus took those. And I know that some of us have been in pain this week for different things. You might have got hurt. But, you know, James says, the Lord's brother here says, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The word save is the word, you know, that encompasses that all word that means, you know, healed, sozo, healed, delivered. That's what that word means. Saved, delivered, you know, healed, preserved, or protected. Those that prayer of faith shall save the sick. So if we look at this, you know, we looked at over there for some of you that weren't here on Wednesday, someday maybe hope you'll come to visit us Wednesday, come back to Wednesday night. I'd like to have a larger group of people on Wednesday night and encourage one another to come to church. Would you do that? Encourage people Wednesday night to come and mark it in their calendar and say, start coming out and be a witness for Jesus and bring people. And that's a good witness. When you come, it's a good witness that you're doing something for Jesus, helping. In verse 22 of Mark chapter 11, Jesus was encouraging his disciples to have the type of faith or the kind of faith that God himself has. And so God doesn't tell us to do something we can't do. Jesus is encouraging his disciples to have the type of faith or the kind of faith that God has or that God uses. And he exercised that over from verse 12, and then the people in verse 21 says, you know, where are we? Man, this is awesome, Jesus. You know, you talk to that fig tree, it's withered, and wow, this is awesome. This works. So they were astounded. They were just excited about it. And then Jesus, you know, he demonstrated that faith. He talked to that fig tree, and the next day he come over, and they saw the result of Jesus speaking. Jesus had perfect faith. And then he tells the disciples to do exactly what he did. You understand that? He tells disciples to do the same thing he did. He said in verse 22, he says, Jesus answering said unto them, don't try this alone, guys. Unless you graduate from my school, unless you have a certificate, unless you've gone to Rhema, you know, he'd say, don't, you know, sometimes it might happen, sometimes it won't. See, don't interpret scripture on your own because of your religion told you something. Look at the Bible for yourself. He says, I'd be careful about you guys, don't try this alone. No, he said this, he said, Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. You know, I look at my Bible, there's a little H there where it says, have faith in God. And I look at the bottom of my page, it interprets that, what Jesus said. He says, have the faith of God. Or have the kind of faith God has. He's saying you could do this. If you can have the faith of God, you could do the... You have the kind of faith God has. You know, there's we differentiate between God's kind of faith and man's kind of faith. That's why he's saying this. So man's kind of faith believes only what he sees, feels, experiences in this world, a sense knowledge. Jesus did encourage Thomas and John 20 to have that kind when he's trying to believe for something. And so... Because he said, you know, blessed are those who have not seen me, but believe. And many of us here have never seen Jesus with our physical eyes, but we believe in that Jesus existed, that he is the Son of God, that he died on the cross. We didn't see any video of it. Nobody had, you know, anything like that back then. He went in the grave and he rose up from the third day. We believe that. So, then in verse 23, as we mentioned, that he talked about that there's two kinds of principles in there that how this operates, this kind of faith that operates. Number one, he says that it has to be heart faith, a heart that you have to believe from the heart. What is the term believing from the heart mean? What does that term mean? What is the heart? Well, the heart is the inner man, the part that was born again when you received Jesus. In other words, Jesus said you have to believe from the inside out. Lift your hand and say, thank God.
Thank God.
I can believe anything from the inside out. That means you have to believe that you're healed when your body's telling you you're sick. That means you have to believe that you have an answer from heaven, not by what you see happening around you, not by circumstances. The term believing from the heart or believing with the heart, you know the term believing with the heart, we see that also when Paul, the apostle, wrote to the Romans, he wrote Romans 10, 9 and 10, he says, if thou shalt believe with thine heart, in other words, you have to believe with your heart. That term, believe with the heart, means this. It means that you don't believe, you can't believe anything that, from the Word with your sense knowledge, with your five senses. You can't believe if you feel better about something or if it looks good, it looks favorable, people say it's going to work out, the doctor's report says, you know, you got a very bad illness. And you can't go by that. I said, you can't go by the doctor's report. Thank God for doctors. A lot of us would be dead if we didn't have a doctor. We're not discouraging that. We want you to take your pills, go to the doctor, go see them regularly, maintain your health. But when it comes to the time, you're taking care of your health, you work with your physician and go to your doctor, take your medications. When it comes time where they say, there's nothing we can do for you, you have to say, you know what? Whose report will I believe? I'll believe the report of the Lord. We have to believe in the Word of God. So believe, the term believing with the heart doesn't refer to you're believing it with your head. You don't believe things with your head. That means you figure things out in your head. You calculate with your head. You theorize or whatever. So you can't believe because you could imagine things, you figure things out with your head. You think, oh yeah, that can be arranged. Oh yeah, that might work out. I believed it. That's not how you believe God. You don't believe God because you feel good. You feel the presence of God. You know, you don't believe because you feel the presence of God. I mean, people feel the presence of God lots of times and nothing ever happens to them. They fall over into the power. They fall over the place, all over crying everywhere. Snot coming down, tears flying, hair's all messed up. And they experience something. And they can't walk, can't see straight, and they're drunk. But they still didn't get what they wanted. You know, you have to mix faith with that. Mix faith with it. Say, thank God I was full of snot, so to speak. Thank God, you know, but I believe I received it. You know? Thank God. So believing from the heart, that term believing from the heart, when Jesus said, if thou shalt believe with thine heart, you know, if Paul said that, if I believe with thine heart, if you believe with your heart, Jesus, you know, and so on, and you shall be saved. And you confess with your mouth. That's the second part you confess. That's the same principle, and you know, over here that Jesus is talking about. That Paul repeats over there in Romans 10, 9 and 10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's the same principle over here. Now watch this. He says, for verily I say to you, that verse 23, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, and we won't talk about that, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe in his heart. That those things, what he says, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So two principles of the God kind of faith, how it will work. One is that you have to believe the Word of God without sense knowledge, without ever using natural knowledge to actually determine that you're on the right road. Now, thank God if all the good evidence is helping you, that's fine, it's nice if it's there, thank God for it, you know. The second principle is that you have to say something with your mouth. You have to believe. You have to say, thank God, I believe I receive it right now. I believe that my, you know, things are going to work out for me. I believe my children are saved. I believe my children will work out. I believe that my exam is going to be, I'm going to pass the exam. I believe it. I believe we're going to have a revival here. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Are you guys doing okay? Okay, because you made me scared. You're all looking at me like I'm ready to attack right away here. Where's my usher? Anyway. Okay, so two principles. Everybody said two principles. Say, believe with the heart. Say, say with my mouth. Or confess. Or make a confession. Now, your confession has to be based on the word, not based on some kind of whatever. You have to find out if you're, whatever you're confessing has to be in the scripture. Yeah. So then he goes on in verse 23 to say, because now that you know how the God kind of faith works, then you can know how to pray. Then you can make your prayer work. Then you can pray. He said, therefore, because now you can believe with your heart and you don't have to doubt, and you can start saying, you can say prayers that are based on the scripture. Keep your finger there and go to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. I'm going the old-fashioned way using my Bible this morning. Is that okay with everybody? Yeah. Old-fashioned, Holy Ghost, Pentecostal way. Praise God. Matthew 21 and verse 22. You all have it. If you don't have a Bible, you can look at the screen and you can get something from there. Matthew 21, verse 22. We're going to talk about, eventually, how to overcome doubt. Could be 6 months from now. It could be next week. It could be this afternoon. I don't know. We're going to get there, though, I tell you. We will get there. That's why you have to come to church regularly. Because you might miss some points and try to believe and then die. Then you get to heaven, you say, I thought Pastor T, he said, Jesus said, no, you miss all those classes. Huh? Jesus said, you didn't come to those Wednesday night services when he told you to come. That's why he came. I wanted you to stay there. That's how it works. Matthew 21, 22. In all things, Jesus is talking, in all things, you talk about that, you know, in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing. That is, believing from your heart. All things that you pray about in prayer, believing from your heart. As we can see that because that substantiates itself over there in those other verses of Scripture. I'll give you Mark and Matthew, Romans 10, 9, 10, and what Jesus said over there, Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24. He says, all things, everybody say all things.
All things.
Everybody say things. So that's what we're believing God about, things, right? Amen. And we don't want doubt to enter because we want to believe our thing to come in. So remember, in the scripture, talking about the great faith chapter, Heroes of Faith, and Hebrews chapter 11. And verse 12 tells us there, the people in heaven are cheering you on right now. Anybody in your family that gone to heaven before you, they're cheering you on. They know what's happening in your life. Only the spiritual stuff, but not because you're eating ice cream or something. They think they know about the spiritual end of it, you know. So, hey, girls, beardy girls, listen, mom's upstairs cheering you on right now. Oh, I thank God. Amen. They say, you know, Jesus, my girls are in Roma Fisher's church. He's a pastor there. You know him? He said, yes, that's my boy. Woo! Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. So he says, you know what I was talking about? that verse of scripture in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33. In verse 32, he mentions, Paul, we believe Paul wrote the Hebrews, he mentions all those faith people there, you know, before, then he mentioned specifically some people. Then in verse 33, he says that these people receive faith, they receive promises by faith. So everything that we want, we have to receive by faith from the Word of God. Let's go look at that scripture verse, because I see some question marks there. We'll come back to that. Hebrews chapter 11. This is good stuff, man, I tell you. It really helps you. Did you find Hebrews 11? Hebrews chapter 11. Let's go to verse 32 first, just to make it nice. 32, what shall I say more? For the time would fail me if I tell of Gideon. How many of you remember Gideon? He's the guy that put out a fleece, but eventually believed God. People believe God. Lord, if you do this for me, if you move that, you know, that whatever over there, you close that door, I believe that's you. Well, your brother Hagin used to say, well, you might open that door yourself. Now, don't believe because somebody opened doors. Don't believe something because there's a door open alone. It's scary like that. So anyway, the time will tell me of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, Jephthah, David, also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions. So if you go to Africa or something like that and you see a lion, make sure you stop that lion's mouth. jump out of the safari truck and just say, hey, lion, come here. No, don't try that. Don't try that, okay? Yeah. You might try that on a moose, but let it be far away from you. There are mooses. You say mooses or moose? Moose don't eat people. They don't. Yeah, they don't eat people. Okay. I don't want to argue with that guy. He's a good lawyer. Okay. Notice that if you're in chapter 11, we might as well visit there because we wanted to go there anyway. In verse 11, chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith, notice this, now faith is the substance. What is faith?
Substance.
Faith is substance. Okay, yeah. What does substance mean? Substance means, you know, the stuff that you have to have. We don't have the real thing yet. You know? So here faith. Faith is the substance of things. Say things. Because the Bible says if we're believing for things, see? Faith will faith takes the place of, you know, it's the substance. Faith is what takes the place of what thing that you want. Okay? So faith is the substance of things hoped for. In other words, what you're hoping for, faith takes the place of that until you have it. See, you don't have to have faith if you have it, if you feel it, if you see it, if you can touch it. You don't have to have faith to believe anymore.
Amen.
So faith takes the place of whatever you don't have yet. Whatever you don't have, you need to have faith for it. It says faith is the substance. You know, the Amplified says faith is the assurance. So that substance means assurance. It takes the place of it. Confirmation. The title deed. In other words, when you got faith for a thing, You have a receipt that I'm going to get that. See, that's why you have to have the Word of God for whatever promise you want. You have to have the Word of God, and you have to receive that in your heart until it manifests in your life. Amen. You say, well, how long do I have to wait? Well, your faith level has determined that. And sometimes you have to wait because other people are involved in what you're believing God for. When you believe in God for family members, unless you get their approval in some areas, then it'll come quicker. But if you believe in God for a family member to change whatever and they're not really listening, then you have to wait a little bit longer. But you still have to receive it. You have to believe that it's done. Because you know God wants that for them, and you believe in God for them, and God promises you, you know, these certain things, right? Unless they downright say, you know, I don't want that. I don't want to take Jesus off my list. And even then, God doesn't say, God doesn't get surprised and say, that little stinker. If I would have known that, I would let that lion eat him a long time ago. No, God doesn't get surprised. You know, you say things sometimes you don't even mean it. You're just mad. Yeah. When people say, "I don't want God anymore. I don't want God. I don't want church. You're all whatever," you know. and then you understand they're mad. So don't believe everybody because they're mad. Don't just say, "Oh, I'm going to strike them off my list." No, just have some compassion. Because, you know, maybe someday it's going to be you. Mm-hmm. So, faith is a confirmation, the title deed, whatever you want from God. If you're praying, that's why we ask you, what scripture are you standing on? Right. Where's your Bible verse? When people ask me for prayer and they want to pray, I said, so what are you, because I'm asking myself, are you believing? Okay, sometimes you're just believing me. They're just believing that I could believe for them. But so you have to understand, you have to get their permission, and you pray within the prayer of agreement. Yeah. So there's times in my family where, I didn't tell them I was doing this, but I understand the principle, so I got their permission. So I got some stuff for them by just getting permission from them. I don't have to explain everything. I just say, can I pray for you? Can I believe God? You know, just stay neutral. Don't believe against it. Just believe. You know, just believe. I'm going to pray for you. And they believe, and they receive, and got their answer. So thank God that your faith can work for someone else only when they agree with you to pray for them. But they say, "I don't believe it. I don't believe a thing you're saying." So faith is a substance. Notice this, of things hope for. Hope has to do about tomorrow, what you believe, your tomorrow is going to be better, right? But faith actually happens like right now. Faith is always in the now. It's in God's terms. Faith is God's terms. Everybody say, faith is God's terms. So that's why it says that the title deed, it's God's terms. It's on his terms. You don't believe like, you know, I'll believe when I feel better. I believe if things change, if people just change, God will give me some kind of a sign. I'll believe. He said, no. You have to say, according to the word of God, I'm healed. According to God's promises, I'm healed. I received that by faith. I'm not looking to how I feel. I'm not thinking about what I thought about it or whatever anybody else's opinion about it. I believe according to the word of God. Everybody say, I believe. According to the word of God, God's promises are real and for me. So that's what you got to say. Whenever you're getting attacked, the devil talks to you. Just say, you know, even if a thought comes, you have to stop right there. Don't let it persist. Say, no, I believe. Here's what I believe. Tell yourself that. I believe. Here's what I believe. He supplies all my needs. I believe that God protects me. I believe God protects my family. I believe that I'm going places because God said that my days ahead are better. Talk to yourself. Meditate on it. Meditating, talking to yourself is meditating the word. Do it throughout the day. God told Joshua, do it every day, all day long. Talk to yourself about the word of God, what I told you. Because most people talk to themselves about what can't happen. Right? Negatively. So, it's the evidence. Faith is the evidence. So, here's something you have that will help you out. Faith is the evidence. So faith takes the place of what you don't have yet, but also faith is the evidence that you actually got something that you want because the word says you have it. So faith, listen to this, faith and the word of God are synonymous terms. You could interchange that, and you could say faith, the word of God, is the evidence of things hoped for. The word of God, you know, is the substance of what I'm hoping for. You could it wouldn't change the word of God. It doesn't change everything. That's why the scripture is called the word of faith. That's why faith comes by hearing the word of God, because God and his word, is substance, the same thing. So we're believing for things, and we said in Mark 11, if you go back there again, there's a lot of things in there that we want to talk about. So I believe that we need to stick to these things and believe God. So without this kind of lesson, it's hard to believe in a lot of stuff, the rest of the scriptures. It's hard to believe the Bible if you don't have this basic background. So we have to believe with our heart. And the only way you can get your heart strong is you feed it the Word of God. You feed on the Scriptures. Develop the foundation on the inside of you and get a hold of that. So, it says in here, verse 24, Therefore I say unto you, what things, everybody say things. Whatsoever things, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them. Believe that you received them. Believing. So if you take that term believing, the Bible, you have to, the previous scripture says you have to believe. Believing with the heart has to do with believing without sense knowledge. So when you're praying, you have to believe that you receive something without having any evidence in the natural, but only Bible evidence. So, Let's go and see something here that I believe will help us out a little bit more, have some more insight, because we said from the time you pray and you believe God, you say thank God according to the word of God, I believe I receive right now. You laid hands on me, we agree together, we touch hands, we believe. The Bible says, remember the scripture Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19. Remember the scripture, Matthew 18, 19. Let's look at that for one moment, because this will help us out as well. Matthew 18 and 19. Again, I say to you that if two of you shall agree on a spaceship, no, on earth, not, the astronauts can't believe this. If you're an astronaut, no, I'm telling you, no. He's talking about the natural, right, in the earth here. Therefore, I say to you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching some very simple things. No. Huh?
Anything.
Are you sure he says that? That's what it says, right?
Yep.
What's anything? Anything possible. Anything. So anything is possible, right? Okay, so if you agree on, if two people touch anything, they agree on anything that they shall ask. Not just agree on it, but you have to ask together that, yes, Lord, we believe on this. In the name of Jesus, we agree. We're going to believe God on this promise. Thank God. So you have to believe whatever you ask. You have to ask. Even though God knows about everything, you still have to ask. It's a faith thing. That it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So, So anything. If you can agree on anything together, like you're a couple there, it's good to believe together, that you can receive it. So the moment you pray, the moment there's a time lapse, and we talked about this on Wednesday night. There's a time lapse between when you say amen, thank God I have it, in Jesus' name, amen. And from the time over here that you actually start to manifest. There's a time over there. And during that time, the devil's gonna come to you. And he's gonna fight you in your mind. He's going to bring all kinds of stuff, bring symptoms on you, bring different things in your life, and tell you you're not healed. And you know what? The thing you had is coming back on you. He's going to kill you. He's going to tell you that. I bet he's told you that before. He said, you know, this time, you know, you're not going to get, next time it happens, you're not going to receive this time. But thank God, you faith got it last time, you can get it again, and you don't have to have that ever again. You just have to say, no, I'm never going to have that. If he tells you this, say, you know what? No, I'm never going to have that. Amen. Jesus took my infirmities. He took my diseases. And so you have to talk back. Talk back to the devil. So there's a time lapse, and he's going to bring you what we call doubt. So that's why Jesus in here, he says that in the scripture, that be removed in verse 23, and be cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Doubt in his heart. So this is what we were trying to, discover. Give me two more minutes. We'll just finish this off here, because I said eventually we're going to get to this. Go to James chapter 1. We're going to finish with two scriptures. I think two scriptures here. Because, I'm going to tell you something. We all need to believe God together. We need to stay together. James 5, 16, we said faith, prayer, faith. You can get a guy healed and delivered, so on. James chapter 1 says in verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. It shall be given unto him. But let a man ask in faith. What does it mean? What does it mean to ask in faith? What does it mean to ask in faith? It means you're going to ask God something based on what he said in his word. You're going to ask God something that the world says and every symptom in your body and everything else says you can't have. You're going to ask God for something about that, that everything else in your natural sense knowledge says you can't have. You have to be able to ask God and believe that you receive it no matter what's coming against you. Yeah. Let a man ask in faith. And this is where people fail. It's because they give up, because the sense knowledge evidence is insurmountable. It's just piling up against them. Everything else in the natural, because they're so worldly minded, they're so world consciousness that they consider that more than they consider what the scripture says, what the promises of God says, and so they drift towards that unbelief, siding with their body, siding with the natural, they side with that, so they doubt God's word and they go that way instead of this way. So we have to remain steady with the word of God in a tough time. The devil's not going to give up on you. Just because, if he had you for 50 years, he's going to try to keep you. If you're bouncing around and, you can't be, if you're not stable as a Christian, he'll just bounce you around. He'll bounce you around until the day you die. Until you decide he's not going to do it anymore. And you're going to be stable as a person. People are going to come and talk to you. And they know exactly how you're going to behave because they know you're a stable person. You can talk to someone like that. You can reason with them, but you can't talk to someone that blows off their top. You can't talk to people like that. There's no sense in talking to people. You're talking to a fool because they want you to know what they think and what they feel about it. No, you understand God is a stable person. So Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Everybody say, nothing wavering.
Nothing wavering.
In other words, when you're in faith, you're stable. You're strong on the word. Just like the Bible talks about that Abraham was strong in faith. You know, he believed what God said in his word. He didn't waver, said, you know, maybe God. You know. I mean, he did doubt. There's times he doubted God, but he stayed strong. So he says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavered is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. So the person who does not act in faith, let me just, you can check your own behavior right now. Check your own behavior right now. If you ask God anything, and if you're doing any of this here, it says, let a man ask in faith, nothing wavering. He that wavers is like the wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. In other words, if circumstances of life is just tossing you emotionally around, your mind is all messed up and you're just all over the place. You're fearful and you're just upset all the time because, you know, you're upset because, you know, you don't have your focus on the Word of God. The devil's got you beat. Now, look at this. So we know that a man of faith, he doesn't waver. Let that man not think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. Anything. Again, here's that thing. Whatever you ask in prayer. If you're going to waver after your prayer, if you're going to waver on and say, well, I don't have it, you know, it should come in by next week, by next month. If it doesn't come in by this 2 weeks, if it doesn't come in by next 6 months, you know, if it doesn't change any moment right now, if it doesn't change next month, and I don't know what I'm going to do. If you're like that, you're not going to receive from God. You got to be right there. Thank God I receive it right now. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're a man of your word. And God is a man of his word. He said, thank God, I believe your word. And everything's going haywire, just as worse than symptoms. Everything else is persisting. He said, no, I believe. You tell yourself, I know I believe according to the word of God I receive. I don't care what the symptoms say. I don't care what they're saying. I don't care what the experts are saying. I believe according to the word of God. If you can do that, you can have anything. But if you can't do that, then you're not going to. You might get something sometime, a little thing, maybe, if it doesn't kill you, you might receive. And so, verse 8 is the clincher of that verse of Scripture. He said, double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So, someone who doubts, he's always questioning God's word, if it's actually what he actually said. If that's the Scripture, is that Scripture really saying that? You better make sure that Scripture is saying that, whatever you want. Whatever you believe in God for. Make sure. Look at that Scripture. And you can stand for your family. You can stand for every one of your kids. You can stand for every one of your children, your husband, whatever it is. You can stand with them if they just say, thank you. You just go ahead and pray for me. I believe God. I believe that you're a woman of God. There's times that my wife, we talked about this before, my wife says, I don't have faith for that, honey. I said, just stand with me. Don't try to believe nothing. Don't even say nothing. Don't want to talk about it. Don't cry about it. Just stand with me. We're going to get this done. I said, okay, honey, we're going to believe. So I go, where's the prayer line? Well, I want to do that, but I don't. I say, you know, I believe God's a man of his word. I believe he's an integrous man. Jesus, what you said, and I tell myself. That's why I said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. I worship your holy name. That's what you have to do. You have to continue to tell yourself, I'm going to worship the Lord no matter what happens. I'm going to dance when I shouldn't be dancing. Huh? I'm going to smile when everything's going wrong. Everybody say, hey, Pastor, how's everything? I'm always wonderful. And everything's all messed up. Everything's messed up. I've got symptoms in my body. Kids are going crazy. Money hasn't come in. Church is falling apart. We need a roof. We say, well, how's everybody? Oh, bad. Ooh, ooh. If you're not willing to do that, then you're doubting. I believe that I receive. I believe that I receive. When I pray, I believe. When I prayed, I believe I receive. When I pray, I believe I receive. Amen. I believe. And as soon as you walk out the door, something horrible happens that actually tells you that you didn't actually receive that. So we're getting better at it. Now listen, we have to come back to this because Wednesday night we'll talk about this again, about how to overcome unbelief. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus. Can we sing that song one more time about bless my soul? Lord, bless my soul and my shoes and everything. Not just my soul, but all my shoe. Okay? You want your whole shoe, your heel too. Hallelujah. Amen? Bless the Lord of my soul. Lord, I want to thank you today in the name of Jesus. Where's our drummer? He's coming. Hallelujah. You know, it's amazing, you know, if you're with faith people, if you're on faith people, you get an attitude. Right? You know, you can learn about the faith principles, but you can catch the spirit of faith. You know, if you were a kid that was picked on by a bully, anybody ever had a bully ever picked on you and you're scared of that bully? And you have to sneak around, you know, make sure the bully doesn't see you. He says, hey, Rummer! You're scared, you know? That might be the bully, eh? And I remember a bully used to pick on me all the time. But when your big brother is there, hey, what did you say? Eh? Yeah. And you're not afraid anymore, you're walking like this, man. Where's that bully? You know, you're not afraid. But you know, we need to be strong in our faith with the Lord. Strong and firm what we believe. We trust the Word of God works. It works every time, not just in Texas. There's a lot of Christians think, you know, that it only works in Texas. In a Benny Hinn service, this could be, you know, your miracle service right now because you believe. You don't care about if there's a feel the presence of the Lord. No, God's everywhere. I don't make light of that, but God's everywhere. We can't just say that's the only place. No, everywhere, God is everywhere. You can believe God every place, regardless of how you feel. And stick with it. That's the best place to have faith, is stepping on His Word, believing on His Word. Father, I want to thank you in the name of Jesus as we leave this place of worship. We thank you that we determine not to doubt your Word. We determined that we are a people who believe with our heart. We're not going to just believe because we feel a certain way, because circumstances tell us or it's against us. We're sticking with your word. We're sticklers for the word of God. And when we get symptoms or thoughts coming against us, we're going to speak against it. We're going to talk about against the mountain. We're going to say, this is how it is. This is the word of God says. We're not going to be afraid because God's word is true. It's for me. So thank you this morning. We're going to sing that chorus as we leave here, and we're going to go home with a good shout.